News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we got a full show for you, and I got a new team member, Bellwether Technology, is going to be doing a thing here on the show that I'll tell you more about after the next break, which is always kind of cool. But listen, I'm going to do this first segment of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Eastbound and Down. So, Copper, I got to ask you, hey, Copper, grab the mic.
Yeah.
You ever watch Smokey and the Bandit?
Say that again?
Have you ever watched the movie Smokey and the Bandit?
No, I haven't.
See, okay, it's generational, and I know that. All right, this is not one that probably you would have hunted down at this point in life, but and it's also not one that I'm gonna say, Copper, you have to go and watch that movie, because it does not have a great deal of redeeming qualities that are something that would change your life should you have the chance to view it. I'm just saying. But it was a trucking movie. All right, and it spawned a pop culture craze. First of all, black Trans Ams and cowboy hats became like everybody's craze after that. And having a CB radio where you could talk to truckers on the road, that was a big deal. Just saying. So now I know that you're super curious, but you're probably still not going to watch the movie, I guess, are you?
Probably not. See, not when you're such a good storyteller. You just tell it and then I don't have to watch it.
Okay. Well, I didn't tell you anything about that, except that the theme song was Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Trucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound. Just watch old Bandit run. That was the theme song. Notice I didn't sing it. I spoke it. But I'm calling this segment Eastbound and Down because have you seen the thing about, y'all, the Freedom Convoy up in Canada? This is, to me, I'm enjoying this. This is, to me, a fun story. And by the way, liberals are already taking issue with it on Twitter, on my Twitter for that matter, and government officials are calling it, you know, all kinds of names, trying to portray it as, you know, there are white supremacists in the mix. We think that there's fascism. They're anti-vaccine. Stop. No, what they are is anti-government overreach, and they've had it, and it became a groundswell. And so if you're not familiar, truckers in Canada have been forced to go into a vaccine mandate or not be allowed to cross borders. Well, that's huge. That basically cuts them out of their jobs. So unless they want to do short runs within the different provinces and not also cross the border into the U.S., what do they do? That's their vocation. That's their job. And yet it's estimated right now that upwards of 16,000 truckers are not vaccinated for one reason or another. They're not being given options for vaccine mandate exemptions. They're not being allowed the opportunity for accommodation for their natural antibodies from having had COVID. And they sit in a truck by themselves and drive. And yet they're being told this is the way it is. Okay, well, let me just tell you, it's not going over very well. And so the Freedom Convoy has kicked in. Copper, go ahead and click clip one ready. We might play it before the break here. The Freedom Convoy kicked in with a group of truckers starting all the way on the far western edge of Canada in, what is that, Nova Scotia or Vancouver? Yeah, British Columbia. I don't know my Canadian geography, so forgive me. But nonetheless, they worked their way all the way to the capital of Ottawa, which is, you know, far to the east. So that's why it was an easy thing for me to say eastbound and down. But nonetheless, let me just pause and take a breath myself, and let's see if we can play clip one where they actually describe it on Canadian news. Go ahead and play it, Copper.
Looks like.
This started with vaccine mandates, but for most here, it's about a lot more.
I think this is more of a freedom movement.
Well over 1,000 people lining the Trans-Canada Highway outside of Winnipeg in minus 30 wind chills, protesting what they call government overreach.
Somebody has to stand up for Canada, and the truckers are doing it.
It all started a couple days ago in Delta, BC. Truckers protesting vaccine mandates at the border. Now, as the convoy logs more kilometers, it's getting more support.
We're just really tired of getting our freedoms trampled on.
It's worth sticking up for what you believe in.
Arriving outside Winnipeg, hundreds of vehicles taking more than an hour to pass.
We came from Calgary.
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
It's awesome. To take our country back.
As it rambled by, no one was hit. It was peaceful. Salvatore Vetro has followed since BC.
It's a togetherness like I've never felt before.
And it keeps growing.
And it keeps growing. It's estimated right now that 50,000 truckers, 50,000, drove into the national capital of Ottawa, jammed up the streets, I'm saying, but they're there right now, having a peaceful protest, by the way. There's been no rioting, there's been no insurrection, none of the scary stuff the government has tried to portray it as, even though Prime Minister Trudeau fled, he and his family, for fear that there was going to be something happen. And it's funny, yeah, Copper, I agree. It's funny to see Canadians getting riled up. You don't picture our neighbors to the north being the ones who get antsy, but they're freedom-loving people. And what I love is this is an example of what happens when people start rallying together. Because right now, they are making international news, and right now, they're being called every name in the book. We're moving to a break right now. When we get back, we're going to keep unpacking this thing. I'm just telling you, it's fun to watch. And I know liberals right now are probably, their heads are exploding that I would dare to say it's fun to watch. It is fun to watch. You know what? They're not burning down buildings either, are they? They're not rioting in the streets. They're not trying to tear down the courthouses. They're not doing anything like that. They're literally driving their vehicles, honking their horns, and stopping outside the national capital and saying, give us our freedoms back. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll come right back with more of that after this. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama, WVNN. And this is the biggest show across Alabama afternoons in the northern part of our state. Right Side Radio made that way because of y'all. And not only do we have great listeners, by the way, just a bunch of Right Side ruffians out there listening to the show on a regular basis and calling in and all that, but we got great team members, and I refer to our sponsors, our direct sponsors, as our team members. And speaking of which, you may have heard my pre-recorded ad a moment ago. If you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, you got to contact Right Side Direct to make sure it happens. Now you can advertise through the station, and I got no problem with that. But if you want to actually be on this show for sure, then you need to contact Right Side Radio, and the way you do that is go to our website. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and click on the contact sheet, and you will find out all you need to be put in touch with the right folks who will get you up on the air. One of those is a new company coming on as a team member, Bellwether Technology. So what's going to wind up happening is this. Bellwether Technology is not going to wind up being this an ad that runs like on a regular basis. They asked, could they sponsor a minute? Could they sponsor a thing where they kind of provide something to the audience? Not just, hey, buy our stuff and, hey, do what we've got, which is all great. They're going to actually take the moment to say, hey, folks, technology world, cyber stuff, here's things you might want to know. And I loved that. Chris at Bellwether played me a demo, and I went, that's just cool. So, yeah, so what we're going to wind up doing now is every Monday you're going to hear a thing. I won't talk about it every time like I'm doing right now, but every Monday you're going to hear a thing called the Cyber Minute. So without further ado, Copper, if you've got that ready, the very first episode of Bellwether Technologies Cyber Minute. Take it away.
The Cyber Minute.
Welcome to the Cyber Minute, brought to you by Bellwether Technology, www.bellwethertechnology.com. Today's Cyber Minute, what is the dark web? It's not the internet you know and love, or hate, as the case may be. When you think of the internet, there are really three areas you should be aware of: the World Wide Web, the Deep Web, and the Dark Web. So what's the difference? Well, the World Wide Web is the indexed public part of the internet. It's accessible from your web browser in various smart devices like phones, cars, appliances. It's the home of Facebook, TikTok, Google, etc., and the Internet of Things. The Deep Web is connected to the public indexed internet, but is really a system of private networks and web systems that are typically academia, government, military, and other heavily protected secure organizations that don't want Joe Public nosing around in their data. The dark web is the unindexed part of the internet and is 400 to 500 times larger than the public surface web that people use every day. It's not accessible from standard web browsers like Chrome or Edge. It's a cyber black market, just the dark analytics market. The sale and trade of hacked data is estimated at almost $900 million per year. Medical records, credit cards, bank information, hacker toolkits, and more, all for sale. It's a modern technology-based Casablanca, a place where spies, governments, criminals, and others operate almost unseen. You need to know what it is, and you need to understand how it can and does affect you, and how to protect yourself. The Cyber Minute takes geek speak in the cyber world and translates them into topics that non-technical people can enjoy and learn from. So come with me as we explore, reveal, and talk our way through modern technologies and the issues they bring to our daily lives. This has been your Cyber Minute. I'm your host, Chris Williams. I'll see you next time.
How cool is that? I love that. Copper, did you know that the dark web is like that much bigger than the regular web that we know about?
I did, but only because I have a techie friend.
Well, I had no clue. I mean, I'm the guy who has to, I'm the one that the tech guy always looks at and go, sir, did you reboot your computer? That's where I'm at, all right? So, but nonetheless. Well, good deal. Glad to have Bellwether Technology on board as one of our team members, and we'll be doing that every Monday. They'll be doing their Cyber Minute. Hey, let me jump back, though, to the topic right now on the Triple Dipper. All right, so eastbound and down, the Freedom Convoy. Now listen, I will tell you this. I said it and I meant it, that the Canadian truckers up there are inspiring freedom everywhere. Right now, a story that I pulled off of Canadian Press is saying that some 50,000 truckers are taking part in this, they believe. In fact, it may become, they're waiting to find out whether Guinness is going to rank this as the world's longest recorded truck convoy. The last one they had was only 7.5 kilometers long in 2020. Well, I got news. This one is considerably larger and is really stretching across the country. And here's the thing. This is a working class protest. Like tens of thousands of people who work hard for a living have just had it. And the protest showed up. By the way, if you haven't seen pictures, just Google it. Go on social media. I guarantee you. One of the only sites, by the way, that's truly reporting on this in a solid fashion is an organization called Rebel News. Rebel News has outlets in Australia and Canada. And God bless them, because sometimes that's the only way we're finding out what's happening. But yeah, Rebel News has been posting pictures, and they are epic in scale. My social media, I posted one. When you get to the state capitol or the national capitol, the amount of people, the trucks, goes on, and I mean drone footage flying overhead. It goes on and on and on. Well, you can imagine they're already getting pushback. Oh boy, the government doesn't like it. How dare you step in? How dare you say these things? Well, Fox News reported that Nova Scotia, one of the provinces of Canada, outlawed support for on the highway. So what's happened, by the way, it's not just a convoy. It's the people lining the highways, and not just a few, y'all. This has been like mass parties on the sides of the interstates, the highways, the byways, hanging out over the overpasses and waving flags and cheering as they went by while they honked their horns and headed for the Canadian capital. It's been a nationwide protest. The very idea that Prime Minister Trudeau can say this is a small fringe minority. Well, I got news. It ain't a small fringe minority. All right. This is a massive scale. Now, the Canadian Trucking Alliance, like I said earlier, they estimate that roughly 15% of truckers are not fully vaccinated. But what's interesting for me is this is not, the organizers will tell you, this is not an anti-vaccine protest. It's an anti-mandate protest. They are actually out there literally protesting the fact that their freedoms have been curtailed. You know, one trucker says, like he says it right here, a guy named Tom Pappen. He says, I'm locked up in my own country right now. I can't go on a holiday. I can't go to a restaurant. I can't go bowling. I can't go to a movie. These things have just gotten out of control. That's what has driven this. It began with a protest about you've infringed upon our ability to just work as truckers. You told us we were essential for 2 years, and now we're not. Well, folks, it's you know, Prime Minister Trudeau has got his hands full now. Well, he fled the country. In fact, I just got a text a moment ago pointing out to me that, yeah, I saw it in the news. Prime Minister Trudeau apparently has said that he fully supports things like Black Lives Matter and their ability to protest, but he does not like this one. Okay. Oh, boy. Now, I got a caller on line four. Let me go ahead and grab that. Line four, Adam from Hartsel. Hey, Adam, Phil Williams on right side. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, sir. How about you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Okay. So people need to look on Marketplace. There's advertisements in there about drivers. There's a one in there that particularly caught my eye, because I was for a lot of years. A team was offered 70 cents a mile, 6,000 miles a week. Well, now, that's, think about it. That's $4,200 a week for a, most teams are man and wife. That's $4,200 a week. That's a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah. That's significant.
You're talking about $200,000 a year jobs, and you can't get them to do it here. This in Canada, they're right. These Canadian trucks have been coming to this country since the late 70s, early 80s. I don't have to guess. I saw them, and they're still on the road today. The ones that are here, they get here, stay here, and then go back up to the border, and then they have to transfer across, just like they do in Mexico. You can't cross into Mexico either. But now, I have preached it for years and years and years. I had a cousin that was a, his team was a national driver of the year for a company out of Birmingham. And why can't people understand it? $4,000 a week for a team, that's ridiculous. But that's what it takes, and they still can't find people.
Yeah.
So people say they can't find a job. That's a joke. That
yeah,
is really
get that,
a joke.
Get that CDL and go over the road, and you'll make a living you can enjoy. And that, you know, that's part
of
the supply chain.
I did for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Me and the wife, we raised four kids together doing it. I'm on the road. She was working, too. So these people that say they can't make a living and there's no decent jobs out there, sir, I'm here to tell you, it's a lie. Well, it's a lonely life at times, but it's a job, and you can make a good living. But
Adam,
you have a great day.
You too, man. You have a great day, too. Appreciate you. Yeah, he's right, and it's hard work now. This is a blue collar job, man. There's no two ways around it. But he's right. A lot of times it's husband and wife teams on the road together, you know, staying together as they go. But you know what's amazing to me is the things that are being said about them. Now I will say this: Elon Musk has become quite the hero of the you know, against the establishment. Elon Musk literally tweeted out in favor of the truckers. He said, if the government had the mandate of the people, there would be a significant counter protest, but there is not. Therefore, they do not. In other words, he's saying, okay, if this is really just a fringe group, then where's all of the others? Well, they're not showing up, because this is literally a huge protest that I think speaks for the vast majority of Canadians. Even though Prime Minister Trudeau just today, and here's part of his elitism. Prime Minister Trudeau, according to Summit News, which is a Canadian news service, according to Summit News, Justin Trudeau slammed the 50,000 truckers protesting against vaccine mandates for holding what he called, quote, unacceptable views. That's his quote. Quote, the small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa who are holding unacceptable views that they are expressing do not represent the views of Canadians. I got news. 1,600 truckers joined the protest that day. All right. So, yeah, good luck explaining that one away, Prime Minister Trudeau. This goes on and on. But then the things that are being said about them, too, are pretty amazing. And it's pretty awful. The Washington Post, of course, it's the Washington Post. They're a liberal hack organization. But the Washington Post, I'll tell you when we get back from this break about what their political cartoonist just said. Yeah, you're not going to believe. Well, maybe you will. You'll believe what they're saying about these Freedom Convoy participants. Copper, take us to a break. We'll get back from that. We'll square this up in more detail, kind of finish out this segment. Eastbound and down. Loaded up and trucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done. Well, that's called freedom. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Whoa!
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are indeed solid conservative, just plain right here on a Monday afternoon. Hey, Copper, go ahead and get clip two ready to roll, because I'm going to run it before we get to the top of the hour. Thank you, ma'am. Listen, continuing with this eastbound and down thing about the Freedom Convoy in up in Canada. I said earlier it's inspiring people all over the world. There are already freedom convoys that are being organized now in Europe, Sweden. I'm trying to think what the other one was. Denmark, I believe. And so that's big doings. They're inspired by this, and they're seeing an opportunity to move forward here. But listen, storyline two, the Blaze.com reporting that since January 15th, the truckers who are doing this have been excoriated, and not the least of which is The Washington Post. The Washington Post political cartoonist literally drew a convoy of tractor trailers with the word fascism written on all their vehicles. Literally, fascism on all of their vehicles. Like the people who are daring to protest tyranny are the ones who are the fascists. It's the usual liberal distortion of what meanings of words should be. All right, and then you got a fact. Of course, the fact. Another story off of Fox was that a Canadian news host, what network was she on? Oh, she was on CBC, which is a Canadian public broadcaster funded by the government, of course. Canadian news host on CBC, the Canadian Public Broadcasting Company, literally says that there is concern that Russian actors could be continuing to fuel this as the protests go forward. They're blaming it on the Russians now. Golly bum, I've got an interview with one of these truckers that I really wanted to play, but I see I got two folks hanging on the line. So let me just, I'll do that. I'll go ahead and grab the phones and take those calls. My Right Side Ruffians mean more than a recorded conversation, so let's do that. Line five, Jeff from Huntsville. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams here on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
I love everything you've been saying. One thing I didn't hear brought up in these discussions is, in Canada, they've actually closed the borders between states, and you can't pass between one state and other provinces up there. You can't move between them without showing your papers.
Yeah.
And the truckers of people who are moving across, all that's why they are so pissed off.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, they can't even work within their own country right now, much less cross the borders of the U.S. And yet every bit of that is necessary to their jobs. And so it's been a huge deal.
Yep. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you being in the audience, man. And let me go grab the next one before I run out of time. Bob from Athens. Hey, Bob. Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, Phil, I'm okay. You started singing the opening lines to that song, Convoy, and you reminded me of the gas crisis in 1979. We had a weak president who had trouble with Russia. Right, inflation was running wild, and it just seems like history's repeating itself all over again, because we had convoys and protests back then, too.
Yeah, the only thing good I would say about that is it took a Jimmy Carter to bring us a Ronald Reagan, didn't it? So I am hopeful that the next time around we will resurge out of this in a big, big way, like in a Reagan style. What do you think?
Yeah, but will we keep him? We seem to get lackadaisical, and we fall right back into the whole leftist liberal trap again.
Yeah, it's nuts. But you're right. It is shades of yesterday right now, Bob. It absolutely is. Hey, man, I'm running low on time. Hey, thanks for your call, Bob. Appreciate you being in the audience, as always. Well, Copper, I tell you what. Let me start playing clip two, because clip two is an interview with a trucker from Canada with Tucker Carlson. Copper, we'll play at least 30 seconds of it. I'll stop you if I need to, but go ahead and play it right now.
Ow. Sheldon Andreas is not a fascist. He's a pastor. He's also a trucker. He's a member of the Freedom Convoy, and we're grateful to have him join us tonight from Ontario. Mr. Andreas, thanks so much for coming on. A fascist, really. So tell us why you're doing this, if you would.
Yeah, well, probably mostly for the same reasons that a lot of these other guys are out here doing this. There's just been a stifling of freedom and a stifling of unity in Canada for 2 years. A lot of people are down. A lot of people are fired. Man, you can't even go into a grocery store without getting into an argument about a mask or whatnot. So what really drove me to do this is the smiling faces that I seen on the people that organized it. Like a good friend of mine helped put this together, and it's just been wonderful to see all the smiling faces that have come together. And it doesn't matter, Christians, non-Christians, all sorts. The natives are out banging their drums. It's just a wonderful sensation to see.
There you go. Listen, we got to stop it there. But the guy went on to describe the fact that he'd never seen so much unity in his country in quite a while. And it's a joy to see. All right, folks. Coming up next, I'm switching gears, heading into state politics. My buddy Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune will be on with us. We're going to talk about who's racing against who right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Be right back.